The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, in Mind Your Business, we look at the SME sector here. After all, it powers half our economy and also hires about 70% of our people. Kenneth Bock is the founder of Blocks, a blockchain research platform, and also lead organizer for Decentralized 2018, a blockchain conference in Singapore. He feels blockchain has the potential to revolutionize the techno-economic landscape. Oh, lots of definitions needed there. But where are we now? Is blockchain really the panacea for all business problems and the key to growth and success? Ken, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Howie.
So the blockchain ecosystem, how's it evolved so far? What's changed, say, in the last year? How's it looking?
Yeah, so, you know, we have seen a big decline, obviously, in the market capitalization of tokens as a whole. Just January in 2018, the cap was around $700 billion. And right now, it's $200 billion.
Wow, that's rather a large drop.
Yes, so it's almost like the dot-com bust equivalent of crypto in the 2000s. Essentially, this universe of token-based software is a little bit in the doldrums, you can say so. But at the same time, there has been a lot of advancements in enterprise blockchains. And standards are being released, you know, sort of more developers are learning the technology, and certainly more enterprises are implementing these proof of concepts into their businesses.
What do you think happened? Just that it moved a bit too quickly?
Yes, so there was a lot of speculation. There was a lot of hype, you know, people thought it was the new, like you said, everything. Blockchain solves everything, obviously it doesn't solve everything. And I think, you know, people were just getting greedy, essentially. They were buying a lot, hoping to make a profit, and then, you know, when things started to go south, everyone sold.
Right. So let's help us with some definitions. Earlier I talked about how you thought it would be techno-economic revolutionization. Techno-economic, help us out with that regard.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I go back to data as the new oil, right? Suddenly we are moving into an era of sort of hyper-connectedness, right? You think about IoT and AI and blockchain and 5G. So we're moving into a really digital era. And
that the economy cannot function without technology, you reckon?
I think so. I think we're so deeply embedded into digital systems, you know, like even getting today here, I took Grab, you know, like what does that run off? That runs off APIs and that runs off maps and runs off huge amounts of data. And we can't run away from that. I think blockchain has a role to play in this because blockchain is a very kind of meta technology. It works at a level of information itself, right? So it has a lot of applications, it has a lot of potentials. I won't say it will solve a lot of, it will solve so many issues, but it can certainly do that. And that's why there's so much hype around this.
You reckon, Kenneth, used in the right way, it can solve many problems? Sure, it's not the cure-all for everything.
Yes.
But perhaps at this point, people are not aware of how to use it properly?
Yes, so
it's antibiotics. You can't slap it on everything.
Absolutely. So this is where sort of the technical development is going on. Obviously, you know, I think you had David Waxman a while back, and he was saying it's 1993 for blockchains. And I agree, it's very early days.
Compared to, say, the internet at that time, you're saying?
Yes, exactly. So yeah. So it takes many years, right, for languages to develop, for software packages to develop, for developers to learn about these software packages and then do something with these software packages. So it takes time is what I'm saying. You know, I mean, and I think business leaders are certainly starting to understand what it can do. And now that the technology is more mature, I mean, Bitcoin has been around for 10 years. I think business leaders are starting to really think about how does this fit into my business, right? And now that we have frameworks like Hyperledger, which is developed by Linux Foundation, you know, it's taking in the direction of this, how, for example, Linux was adopted, which is this open source kind of nature of it, you see. So enterprises like that, right? Because it allows them to switch, right? And they're not locked in into a certain framework. And I think that's the way in which blockchain technology is moving.
Let's talk about the ecosystem again, though.
Sure.
Is it developed enough to sort of help everybody out in this regard?
It really takes an entire ecosystem of players, right?
So let's talk about then what an ideal ecosystem looks like.
Sure. So you have on the other side, on one side, the people who are developing these frameworks. You have people like Ethereum, from Ethereum Foundation, you have people from Hyperledger, you have all these different software platforms who are developing these technologies. You have the system integrators, right? So you have the people who are, say, the big consulting companies like Deloitte, PwC, Accenture, and so on and so forth. And then you obviously have the likes of the Fortune 500, right, who are looking at, who have their, you know, chief innovation officers, and they're looking at these technologies. So, and then you have the startup community, and then you have the academia, and then you have government.
Right.
So, and they're all trying to...
Sounds a little fragmented at this point, though.
It is fragmented, which is, you know, in one sense, what we tried to do with Decentralized, which is to bring different parts of the ecosystem together. And
what's needed then? Another organization to try and tie them all together? More fragmentation, maybe.
What's needed is more communication, for sure. What's needed is standards, which, you know, we are coming up with. ISO is doing a blockchain standards, you know, people in, say, the...
Which govern ethics as well, you reckon?
I haven't quite seen that, actually. For now, we're just trying to hammer out a common language for how to talk around blockchains and, you know, it's the software implementations.
What stage are we at, though, at this ecosystem? Is it still a stage where, say, developers are in their ivory towers and just doing their own thing and it doesn't filter to the rest of the world, so to speak?
You know, the software development world has always been like that. So, you know, I think that we will see mainstream adoption, but it's not quite time yet. I think we will see it maybe in 5 years' time. I mean, for it to be really part and parcel of our daily lives, like, you know, every software application that you use will have some kind of blockchain feature in it. You know, I certainly think that, for example, cloud software, right? So I do think that blockchains will be very much a feature of clouds platforms, where if you are an enterprise using AWS or Google Cloud, you know, it will be a done deal to just click one, you know, sort of configure your blockchain and have your blockchain interoperate with another business. So one of the great benefits of blockchain is that it allows for businesses to play together, to interoperate together. And that's one of the biggest promises of blockchain. So if you think about the definition of a blockchain, or at least it allows for us a real-time single source of truth among parties that don't necessarily trust one another, so they can be suspicious of one another. And that is more or less a lot of business settings, right? For example, huge supply chains or banking settlement networks. So, you know, these new blockchain networks have new types of governance functions. So it's not necessary for one party to own the whole network. You know, there you can configure these things in ways that you want.
Let's talk about Blocks, which you founded. How does it work? What does it do, etc.?
You know, originally we were doing a lot of research in the protocols. So these are very new type of blockchain based technologies, things like Ethereum, Cosmos and Tezos. You know, I mean, these are esoteric names that people would not have heard of. And, you know, we started investing in these things. We obviously researched both on the technological side, the market side, the business side. And I think having seen a lot of the blockchain environment in Silicon Valley and in Europe, I wanted to bring this kind of new world to Singapore. And that led to Decentralize, which is our media and events platform. You know, we organized a big conference last year, and we brought together, you know, different parts of the global blockchain ecosystem together. And so we also do collaborations, such as the one that we did recently with SingX at IoT Asia, where we were trying to look at the sort of intersection of blockchain and IoT.
What were some of the issues that come up? Was it still that, oh, you know what, Kenneth, everything still looks a bit fragmented. How are we going to get everybody together on the same page?
Yeah, I think people are still a bit confused.
A bit?
Yeah, people still need to make sense of it and see, you know, need to see how it really concretized, right? Like how it's really going to function in the real world. So, you know, we hosted startups and, you know, we brought together you know, sort of a lot of business communities from the SME side, from the startup side, and really to allow for these businesses to get more exposure.
Each business segment at a different level. The large enterprises perhaps more in tune to it, the startups perhaps playing catch up. What's happening?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think larger enterprises certainly have a little bit more advantage here, and a little bit more of a use case here, because if it's a startup that's trying to implement blockchain, you know, you in essence, let's go back to the definition that we said earlier. It's kind of like an enterprise technology that will, it's designed to simplify, actually. It's very complex software processes that businesses have currently. And those needs are probably more prevalent in big enterprises than in smaller startups.
Yeah. And also when it comes to that kind of thing, when we hear, oh, it'll be faster, it's also coming to you smaller, it sounds more expensive.
It can
Where
be.
Where are we at the stage for scalability?
Yes, Howie. So you've hit on a really good point here. It's about ROI, right? What's my return on investment? As a CEO, you know, you wanna know if I sign off on this enterprise deployment
There'll
project.
There'll be some benefits, man.
Some
Come
benefit,
on, yeah.
Right? So the ROI from blockchain right now is you know, we can certainly do some financial modeling around how to predict that, but because of the immaturity of the technology as well, it's kind of hard to do, right? So we are in pilot stages for a lot of projects, and we have to wait for a little bit for it to be like really adopted by a lot of enterprises.
So earlier you said 5 years was where you might see it more prevalent.
Yep.
Where might it be completely ubiquitous, you reckon?
Yep.
10 years?
No, I mean, yes. I mean, think about how long it took for the internet to develop, right? I mean, for us to be at this point where we have this very rich ecosystem of software packages and developers. I mean, even like the availability of developer talent is a big issue, because simply put, you know, there aren't that many developers that are able to implement these software implementations in enterprises.
Blocks.sg is where you can find them. Kenneth Bock is founder there. That's blocks.sg. Kenneth, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.